As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 14 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year.
When the Texas School of Mines opened its doors in 1914, little did anyone in the community know that the school, which would become the University of Texas at El Paso, would educate students from 72 countries, including over 1,200 students who cross over the U.S.-Mexico border every day.
UTEP students are living and learning in a global context. UTEP's partnership with Mexico traces back to mining field trips in the 1920s and teacher exchanges in the 50s.
UTEP maintains formal agreements with several Mexican universities, sponsors research collaborations with partners in Central and South America, and hosts multinational conferences on topics that affect the border region.
Today's faculty, staff, and students are making remarkable discoveries through international partnerships. An assistant professor of biological sciences rediscovered a species of frog 2 years ago in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a frog that was feared to be extinct for over 6 decades.
Geology professors and students are helping locate geothermal energy around volcanoes in the Great Rift Valley to produce more electricity for Kenya.
And of course, UTEP's nearly 100-year relationship with the Kingdom of Bhutan is reflected in its architecture and its student body. The first Bhutanese undergraduate in the U.S. studied at UTEP, and since 1995, 27 students from Bhutan have earned their degrees here.
In the last 100 years, UTEP has expanded its reach across borders and across oceans to establish a global reality.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit UTEP100years.com. That's UTEP numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Keith Erickson.